Definitely a period piece, and you're right. I mean, you know, back in the day, in a world of musicals that were, you know, set in faraway places and faraway lands, this was a musical, you know, but with Elvis and Ed Sullivan, though he was not called Elvis in the show, but, you know, and Frenzies over Rock and Roll Stars. So,
and they had the draft and everything.
Right, right, because the whole, you know, a big driving force of this story is that Conrad Bertie, the Elvis-type character, is about to be, you know, drafted into the Army. And in this show, they try to develop a stunt, a publicity stunt, where the Elvis character is going to give his last kiss to a girl in Ohio before he goes off into the Army. So that's kind of the driving force of this show. And it is a period piece. The directors say, you know, this really isn't one of those shows that you can pick up and drop in another era and make it work.
A relatively new theater company is producing it in Lexington. It's called The Rep. And essentially, it's replaced the one that went out of business, I guess, a year or two ago.
Right. Paragon Music Theater, which had been doing musicals in Lexington and at the Opera House for several years, closed up after its founder, Ryan Sherrar, left to pursue a really lucrative scholarship at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory. The folks that were still here, Robin Peterman Zahn and Diana Evans Pulliam, decided that, you know, they wanted to keep going, though, and so they formed The Rep. And joining them in that effort is Peterman Zahn's husband, Steve Zahn, who is a bona fide movie star. And they live here in just outside of Lexington on a farm. And really, you know, Steve being involved in this has been a really interesting thing to watch. He's been very involved in the set construction. He's very involved backstage. And, you know, even out there, you know, kind of helping the actors and everything. Robin and Steve have a real history with Bye Bye Birdie because they met in 1991 on a national tour of the show that starred Tommy Toon and Anne Reinking. So, you know, this is kind of coming full circle to them to come back and direct a production of the show. By the way, just, you know, next door to St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church where they got married. So a lot of full circle going on here for the family.
And finally, summer's winding down because it's time for Ballet Under the Stars at Woodland Park in Lexington.
Yeah, this is one of the grand traditions of summer, renewing itself this weekend. And once again, you know, we have both of Lexington's ballet companies, Kentucky Ballet Theater, and the Lexington Ballet involved in putting on the show out there.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.